Chapter 14. Now in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim, these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemeba, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar. All of these joined forces at the valley of Siddim, that is, the Salt Sea. They had served Chedorlaomer for 12 years, but they rebelled in the 13th year. So in the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him came and defeated the Rephaim in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, the Zuzim in Ham, the Emim in Sheva Kiriathaim, and the Horites in their mountain of Seir, down to El Paran, which is at the wilderness. Then they turned back and came to En-Mishpat, that is, Kadesh, and conquered the whole territory of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, who were dwelling in Hazazon Tamar. At this point, the king of Sodom went on the march, and also the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is, Zoar. And they drew up in battle formation against them in the valley of Siddim, against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goyim, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Siddim was full of bitumen pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah tried to escape and fell into them, and those who remained fled to the mountainous region. Then the victors took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food and went on their way. They also took Lot, the son of Abram's brother, who was dwelling in Sodom, as well as his goods, and they continued on their way. After that, a man who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew. He was then dwelling among the big trees of Mamre, the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol and Anah. These men were allies of Abram. Thus Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive. With that he mobilized his trained men, 318 servants born in his household, and went in pursuit up to Dan. During the night, he divided his forces, and he and his servants attacked and defeated them, and he pursued them up to Hobah, which is north of Damascus. He recovered all the goods, and he also recovered Lot, his relative, his goods, the women, and the other people. After Abram returned from defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet Abram at the valley of Sheva, that is, the valley of the king. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of the Most High God. Then he blessed him and said,
"Blessed be Abram by the Most High God, maker of heaven and earth, and praised be the Most High God who has handed your oppressors over to you."
And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. After that, the king of Sodom said to Abram,
"Give me the people, but take the goods for yourself."
But Abram said to the king of Sodom,
"I raised my hand in an oath to Jehovah, the Most High God, maker of heaven and earth, that I will not take anything that is yours, from a thread to a sandal lace, so that you may not say, 'I made Abram rich.' I will take nothing except what the young men have already eaten. As for the share of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their share,